Good morning. It is 11:25. Yeah, 11:25 a.m. on Tuesday, November 26, 2024. Here in High Plains, east of the Rocky Mountains of Greeley, Colorado. Overcast day, mostly cloudy. Overcast, I don't know. Yeah, I think it's overcast. I don't see any blue sky up there at all. Some of it's thin cloud, but it's all cloud. So I'm trying to sandwich this walk in between episodes of Red Dough here. I should be back with just about enough time to get back and maybe post it before I have to deal with Red Dough. The day has gotten kind of crowded all of a sudden. I'm not exactly sure. Actually, I know exactly why. It's because of making bread and the fact that I have to have the bread out of the oven by 3:40 or so. Which means, now that I think of it, I've got to find an extra 20 minutes somewhere. I know where it'll come from. But I've got a task I have to do this afternoon. It'll take an hour and a half from 3:45 to 4:15. And that's too long for bread to be left alone. And if I want to get it baked today, I really need to get it baked this morning or before dinner so it has a chance to cool before I bag it up and stow it away. So a lot of effort today has been focused on the end of year festivities, particularly around the solstice. And I checked in with Roger first thing. I didn't spend enough time with him this morning. I've felt this pressure to get moving on the day and to get the bread cooked and to get stuff going and. So I haven't visited much with Roger. I spent a lot of time with the Wandering Inn. In between here and there, half an hour here, 10 minutes there. I should have got the walk in earlier, but I didn't. I really, after this, I only need one more. I think this is the 29th. Oh, I'm sorry, the 19th day of walking for the month. So I think I only need one more to have 40 miles for the month, sometime between now and Saturday. I'm pretty sure I'm not going to walk on Thanksgiving just because I have to start cooking so early. I've got a bread pudding I have to make. And I really should make that the night before. And then just warm it up at feast time. Because I really need the oven to be cooking turkey by around 8:30, 9 o'clock. And if I do the pudding, then I have to do the pudding by 7. Has to be in the oven by 7:30. Yeah, I should really do it the night before. Anyway, neither here nor there. I'm probably not going to walk on Thursday. We're due for winter weather overnight, so I may not be able to get out tomorrow at all. That leaves Friday and Saturday for getting the last couple of miles in for my month. I have to say, having a quota of 40 miles, having that 40-mile quota, knowing that if I walk 2 out of 3, I'll get 40 miles. And 2 out of 3 is a lot better average than I've had for most of the year. It was a while there that I was walking so often, people were unable to keep up with the listening. But I don't know. Was that, I don't think that was this year. It's hard to tell. This year has sort of gone Zoom. I don't really have a lot of markers to differentiate month to month this year. I didn't have a book that got done. I've been struggling with the cat all year. All month too, but starting with the cat, trying to find where that story is. Oh, run right through that stop sign. The vehicular involvements were all tedious but doable. Come on, get out of the way. Would have worked a lot better if you put your blinker light on and I could have seen where you were going, but okay, fine. Between the lack of blinker and the guys running the stop sign, it's an interesting intersection this morning. I was worried I was going to be cold, but I think that concern was misplaced. Did I, in fact, shut things off? Yes, I did. Okay. And the recorder is still recording. So, yeah, okay, we're good. We're good. So X4, I've tried again to steal a large ship and have absolutely no luck with it. I need to figure out where all of the pirates are coming from. My pirates have started shooting down my ships, and that's not good. The NPC enemies, like the Ka'ak and the Xenon. Xenon is relatively controllable. The Ka'ak are out of control. I need to find there's an outpost or an installation or something somewhere near me, near where I'm trying to do the thing. I need to find that and kill it. So, yeah, that's probably what I should be spending my time on rather than futzing around trying to steal ships. Yeah, book 12, Wandering In. I'm slowly, 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 slowly getting to the end of it. In spite of the vast amount of time I'm spending reading, these books are huge. They're tomes. Book 12, what is it? Witch of Webs or something like that. Interesting take on an unexplored phenomenon that was introduced early on, but never developed. And that's the whole series. It's like so much gets introduced and then it sits idle for a book or two or three. So you hear about it in book two and it doesn't actually show up until book four or something. So it's an interesting way to develop a story. Coming up on it. Get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. It's definitely the seasonal, the series thing where every chapter is, in a certain sense, a short story set in the same universe with the same characters coming right after the one that happened before. East heading off to the southeast, winging their way silently along. I think if I could just get my focus back, and I wonder how much of that is the cancer treatments and how much of it is COVID at Christmas time last year. Did I pick up some cognitive dysfunction? It's possible. I don't think so. The writing session that I had, not today, but yesterday, the writing session yesterday was as close to excellent as I've had. It's sort of a proof that I haven't completely lost it. It's just hard to get. I have to get a fingernail under the edge of it so that I can pry it up and use it. Hard to break into it. Probably because I'm seriously out of practice. Box switch hitches. Nice. Pretty quiet this morning for the walk. There was a little bit of traffic out on West 20th, but it's pretty quiet here. I'm not running into all of the people that I did the other day. That was insane. There's just too many people. Too many NPCs. Did I slap them on post when I went by? Don't remember. I just suddenly realized I'm halfway down the block. And I don't have time to go back for it. So, if I did, great. If I didn't, I'll hit it twice tomorrow, maybe. Thank you. that's sort of indicative of the state of my brain space at this point. It's like la 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 la. So much noise inside. So even a small amount of noise outside is problematic. Tragedy struck this morning. I should make note of this. Our long-suffering old standby coffee pot decided that the timer is going to work, but nothing else will today. The electrical system inside it has decided that nope is the order of the day. So I had to boil water, do a pour over for this morning's breakfast. But one more day, and then I'll have a replacement tomorrow. I got the same model. It stood up well for us, and I've got all the filters already. And I actually upgraded it so it has its own thermal carafe. We've been decanting the glass into thermal because there's no reason to keep the burner going. And we brew the coffee around 6, but some people in the house don't get up until 9 or 10. So keeping it warm on the burner isn't really making it for good coffee. And a good thermal carafe will keep it hot for longer than we need. So retire the old thermal carafe. Junk the old coffee pot. Move on. Disposables. I'm not happy with disposables, but when it comes to how do I want to spend my time and money, I don't want to spend it on stuff that I can tools that will give me back time, even if they cost a little money. And the coffee pot that brews, set it up at night and we have coffee in the morning, that's a tool that gives me time, gives me focus, especially since one of the kids usually does the coffee in the evening, so I don't really have to worry about it too much. Heading up alongside the park. Park is looking a little wintry. It's no snow anymore. We had snow the other day. It's yesterday morning when I came out, there was snow. Snow in the shade because of the overnight on Monday. No, on Sunday. There's no snow left today. It was just a dusting. It didn't amount to much. Supposed to have winter weather overnight, but I don't know. You never know what kind of weather we're going to get here because we live in a hole. It's funny, the difference in elevation between here and Fort Collins is 200 feet. That's all. And we live in kind of a gully. And I think that gully disrupts, in spite of the fact that it means cold air sinks into our space, it also seems to disrupt the weather patterns because they tend to break and flow around us rather than over us, particularly if they're coming from the west, which is, or southwest even, which is really weird. But it is, as they say, what it is. That one tree has kept all of its leaves. Most of them are green, although they're kind of yellowy now. The willows are looking yellow. The willow sisters. Good morning, dears. crab apples have little red crabs. This crab apple looks like it's about dead. Somebody took a strip off the bark. That one is still green. I don't know how that can be. Most of them are either turned or naked. The maple in my yard is about half nude. It's interesting. It's shed leaves in a kind of a uniform pattern. Most of the trees around here shed the leaves on the top, and then they sort of work their way down. Something about that maple. It kept leaves for a long time. And it's shed them uniformly over the leaf mass, more or less. Squirrel's nest up there in the cottonwood. Yeah, this maple is getting ready to call it a winter. That's good. I need to get out here and trim it down. It's in badly need of a haircut. For that matter, so am I. Not today. But, you know what they say, or at least what I say, tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.